are trapped in a dark corner of your psyche and doesn't want to be looked at. This acknowledging that at the deepest levels, that wants to be brought home too. So we open now to the deeper vibration of Christ consciousness. In the morning we were working with that vibration, but really working with it in a very feminine way. And now I want to call in directly Jesus, who in my working with him, he calls himself Yeshua, or that is his Aramaic name. So we call him in now, and all of the masculine ascended masters who are aligned with Christ consciousness, and anyone else. I don't want to limit what's supposed to happen here. I don't know what's supposed to happen here exactly. My job is to get out of the way. So I'm going to start again with a prayer, and I'm going to again more than likely do some toning, and then I'm going to open the floor to whoever of the light of Christ consciousness wants to come through. O birther of cosmic vibration, the vibration of the Christed ones, the vibration of those who have walked the path before us, who have done what needs to be done in order to step into the higher vibration of oneness. And in gratitude specifically for Yeshua ben Joseph, who came here to share this light with the world in a time of great need. We call upon the Christed Council of both men and women, because we know that as you step into higher dimensionality, there is no differentiation. Thank you for blessing us with your wisdom. Thank you for ushering us across the river of our sorrow, of our pain, into the light. We ask that you now join us. And we know that that is so. Thank you, thank you, thank you. By the power of three, thank you. I am here. I am Yeshua, and I come to you in oneness. I come to you and I see not individuals, not personalities, not ego identifications, but I see that you are me and I am you. And I also offer compassion for that which does not know this yet. I offer healing for that which is constricted. I offer love for that which has forgotten that it is loved. I offer power and strength for the most afraid ones. And I invite you now to lean back into whatever phrase most resonated with you. And for many of you, it was the last phrase, and so I'm going to say it again. I offer power and strength for those parts of you that are most afraid. It's safe now. You are safe now to remember. You are safe to reclaim your birthright. You are safe to shine the glory of your light on this world. You are safe to share this love freely, effortlessly, allowing it to merely flow through you as a being that is connected to it. It is like blood. Just like your blood is safe to flow through your veins, this love is safe to flow through your being. And as this love that is like blood flows through your being, you automatically will elevate. Because the love allows for the conflict of this physical reality to no longer hold the same sway over you as it has. This love awakens your heart center, awakens the Christed part of you, awakens the unification of your divine masculine and feminine essence inside. And the innocent child is born. The innocent, vulnerable, naked child who remembers its divinity by its purity and innocence and vulnerability. For those who come to the doorway of divinity empty of all of those stories and all of those constructs, empty of all of those judgments, all the places that say that you're better than or less than, empty, humble, as you are ready to do that, you walk easily through the doorway of your divinity, of remembering, of coming home. Because as you let go of projecting the past and the future onto this present time, you are free. You are free to remember God, or whatever word you use to define that essence, the Alpha and the Omega, the eternal source, the fullness and the emptiness, the everything. This is freedom. This is true freedom, my children, my friends, my beloveds. I invite you to drink this freedom in this moment with this transmission. You are this. Everything else has forgotten that you are this. And when you are staring down your inner demons, staring down whatever they hold through this lifetime and past lifetimes, remember that these parts have just forgotten that they are this. And I'm not saying that it is easy. The programs entrenched in this reality are entrenched. Yet they are not the truth. They are programs implanted here long ago. And humanity has been playing out these programs for a long time, way before I came. I came to give those who would take my hand freedom from these programs, from love. Or another way of saying it is that these programs will be freed with love. As you remember the holistic nature of reality, the holistic nature of divinity, and stop putting divine outside of you as someone to worship, as if you are enslaved, less than. And as you remember the holistic nature of divinity flowing through you, it becomes easier and easier. This is something to be remembered not just from the mind, but something to be known on all levels of being. The higher mind, the heart, the emotional body, the psyche, and especially the subconscious and the unconscious. Even the places where you are connected with the collective. This is what is being asked of you: to evolve, to step into higher consciousness. And it is a path. And it requires patience and courage and fortitude, which many of you have already demonstrated. And the timeline does not matter. Whether it's this lifetime or next lifetime or the lifetime after that, it does not matter. But the truth is that it's already written, that it is done. And you, through your free will, get to decide how long or how short of a time that it will take for you. For the truth is that one of the primary laws of this reality is free will. And if you ever meet a guide or a so-called ascended master who tells you what to do against your free will, then that is not in alignment with your highest self, your highest truth. Bid them farewell and turn away. Because the truth is that all of those of the light see you as divinity. And those that are in service to you will lift you up in this love and will honor you and will honor your soul's path of everything that you have been through in this dimensionality that is filled with love and heaven and beauty and grace and also filled with the most difficult suffering. For the truth is that as you are elevated enough to see what is true, you realize that God is both. God is everything and everywhere. And in many ways, it helps you find compassion and forgiveness for your enemies. But it also lets everyone off the hook, especially you. This is not about being perfect or right or better than or more evolved or less than. This is about relaxing into the core of your essence. Slowly but surely, step by step, bringing back home each part of you that has forgotten. That's truly what the path is about. And as you remember the glory of who you are, the wisdom and the maturity that you have gained from this experience, on this earth plane will add to the glory of your soul and your spirit. For many of you, your path has been remembering the light through the experience of the darkness. So in this moment, and whatever way this is true for you, we invite you to give yourself compassion. And we offer this compassion to you in humble service to your healing and your evolution. For in truth, we are no better or no less than you. We have just remembered that is the only difference. And we are in service to everyone on this planet to compassionately, lovingly help you remember and to come home. And whether you remember your past lives or not, it does not matter. What matters is that you stay in alignment with each step of the way. But for some of you in this room, we want to say, that your path that you bravely chose before you incarnated has been one of tremendous darkness. And we specifically offer to you the love that will bring you home. So to whatever level the wounded part of you is ready to receive this love, invite it in now, even more, even deeper. You can do it. And for some of you, you're getting caught in your thoughts. So we invite you just to acknowledge your thoughts, give thanks for them, acknowledging that they're trying to figure out who's who and what's what, and if you're better or less than. Just compassionately offer love like you would a child, and come back to your true experience. Of allowing more love in. And we also encourage you to know when you are filled up, when it feels too much, and if at any time it does, to come back to this grounded connection with Mother Earth. But for some, this powerful love is transitioning you to a whole new way of being. So we're going to hold this transmission in silence for a moment. Well, there's also some soft instruments playing. I am the beloved that loves ceaselessly. I am what you could call Sophia, Divine Mother, Holy Spirit. But in truth, I am beyond all names. And I am many names through many religions. And I live inside of you. For I live in every living being through time and space. And I invite you to drop down even deeper below the level of the mind, to feel inside of you the stir, the opening, the need, the desire for oneness with me and all definitions of the beloved. I offer you a source of love inside of you that never dies, that is always waiting for you to open toward this love. Always patient, always kind, yet a mere whisper until your mind is slow enough and still enough to drink from this wellspring. For in truth, my life that is eternal, you are living. Another way of saying it is that all that you live, I breathe with you. I live with you. We're not separate. And as you turn toward me, and whatever way is in right alignment for you, through whatever belief system, through whatever experiences, as you turn toward me, I ultimately help you have acceptance. Acceptance of all of it. That does not mean that you can't manifest what you want. For the truth is, the more that you are in alignment with the divine, the more you have free will in manifestation. But it is not coming from the place of ego. It is not coming from the place of your subconscious. It is not coming from a place of grasping or avoidance. It is coming from opening the door of accepting yourself first, loving yourself first, loving yourself like you would the people that you love the most in your life. And as you love yourself this way, then it is shared and you have acceptance. You give permission to be for people to have their free will. You give permission for the difficulties. You allow that which you feel like you cannot allow, at least from an ego perspective. This is what Yeshua was talking about when he said, "Come to the door of the divine empty." This is the next step of that. For when we accept all inside of us and love all inside of us, we also accept all outside of us. And then the pure, innocent child inside of you can be born. So I ask you to receive this gift. Receive this gift now in this moment. Receive this gift through the rest of your lifetime and on into your next life and your next life, wherever you go. Receive this gift. You receiving this gift is me receiving a gift from you, because then we remember who we are together.